He's testing me back there, John. You know that. Gary's testing me. I bet you this is a famous guitarist, and I should know it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we need to clear the air about something. Hold on one second. This is Mark Knopfler. A couple of shows ago, you said Mark Knopf, and I was like, oh, no, it's Knopfler.
Knopfler, sorry.
And he's up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Dire Straits this year.
I hope he gets in. He's well-deserved. I love the soundtrack to Wag the Dog. It's one of my favorite CDs. Love that.
You know, you had mentioned Eric Clapton, and I don't listen to Eric Clapton a lot solo, but his album with B.B. King, Riding with the King, his album with Road to Escondido with J.J. Cale, I guess you call it duet albums.
Yeah, they're really special.
They are,
yeah, especially B.B. King. So, that was really a great album.
Riding with the King. All right, let's get back to our calls. We'll hear John's tribute song here shortly, but we're going to take care of Lewis and Cecilia first. Welcome, Lewis.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm a neighborhood volunteer, senior citizen. This summer's been especially harsh on the vegetation with the lack of a monsoon in central Phoenix. I live about a mile from the VA hospital. I reported over 50 large pine trees to the city preservation office that have just dried up this summer. And I'm wondering if it's reaching a point where pine trees will... I'm talking about large pine trees. I reported over 50 that have dried up this summer. I keep a notebook in the front seat of my vehicle. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, will it reach a point where pine trees can no longer grow in Phoenix unless they're in an irrigated yard?
Well, it's a good question. It's caused the death of pine trees across the valley this last year has had a lot of people scratching their heads. The universities are doing research, and there's independent research going on, trying to determine what the cause of it is, if it's environmental or if it's a pathogen, a virus, bacterial. But we had a similar, about 15 years ago, we had a similar problem with pine trees across the valley and a lot of pine death. And it seemed to come and go. And again, there was a mite that was involved, an insect that was involved, but they weren't certain if the insect was feeding on a fungal pathogen that was active in the trees. We didn't know which came first. And there was a lot of, but by the time the research, the monies can be put toward the research, the problem cleared up. And there was some death. Again, these are non-native trees, which over the course of a century, can have some problems. So anyway,
hang on. Generally, we wouldn't stop, but we're going to stop. We'll cover a little bit more about pine trees next Talking Tree segment in November. Cecilia, hang tight. We'll finish your question on air. But Mr. John Eisenhower, ISA Certified Arborist, owner of Integrity Tree Service. You can find more at his website, itreeservice.com. But he is shifting into John Eisenhower, guitar hero, and he's got a little tribute song he put together for Rosie's 30th anniversary. He's going to give us a little tiny preview here. Take it away.
Here we go. See if you can recognize this tune. Oh, give me a home where dear Rosie and Romy have advised some homeowners to wait till a qualified team can assist with their dream of a wonderful first-class estate. Home, home for a change, where a true craftsman's skills are displayed, where you'll never fear that a shyster is near and the customer's happy all day. Oh, give me a home where dear Rosie and Romy have suggested a DIY trick. Because should I make a colossal mistake, there's a certified partner to pick. Home, home for a change, where a true craftsman's skills are displayed, where you'll never fear that a shyster is near, and the customer's happy all day. Home, home for a change, where a true craftsman's skills are displayed, where you'll never fear that a shyster is near, and the customer's happy all day.
Bravo! You put this guy on the payroll.